Thank you so much for coming to my site. It's always a privilege to think that people have chosen to come to johnecoleman.org before going and listening to the rest of the rubble. Well, you see the picture of the booked pastor in Georgia for choking and leaving a mark on his 15-year-old daughter's neck. I know because he, like Eddie Long, has congregation and people that love him all over the world, all throughout the country, all in the state of Georgia. They're going to come to back up their pastor. I have to share with you a little bit. I was having a conversation with, I always have a conversation with the young men that live with me. And we have heated conversations at times because they're young men. They don't always do what I suggest they do. And they want to rail up, say something to me. As a matter of fact, I was in the Bible study with my Bible study group on Wednesday. And we were having at the end of the Bible study, it was being shared with me that that I shouldn't allow people to come in my house and rear up themselves and make me angry like that. And there's a way to cope with that. And I was telling the Bible study students, of course there is. There's a proper way and there is an improper way to deal with when you are in the process of losing your mind over something. So let's take this incident, and Creflo is not a special piece of meat. He's a special kind of pimp, and I don't even know what the altercation was, something about a party that she had gone to before or after, I don't know. Daddy had given some instructions, and needless to say, she, like most young children today, spoke back in a way that demanded him to get booked for assault against his own child. Now, the issue is, does a parent have the right to chastise their children? Yes, most definitely. I don't think that any judge would quibble with that, you know, would quibble with that. What do you do when your child is out of line? Well, what you do when they're 15 years old is you have a conversation with them. You don't ball up your fist. Or open up your fist. I know what it's taught in the black culture because I grew up in that culture. You know, that old adage, mama said, I brought you in this world, and daddy said, I sure enough take you out. Well, unfortunately, I don't know whether it is fortunate. We live in a world where you just cannot arbitrarily go around beating on people. You know, and I'm kind of glad they got that law set up because a lot of people were grievously upset with me and would have, could have, should have beat me up a long time ago for the things that I do over the radio and over the internet. And sometimes in your face, even when I go and visit your church and speak, I know a lot of people feel like beating me up. That's not the issue. I feel like beating up a lot of people when they do things to me real bad. I feel like getting my gun and shooting them. That's what I feel like doing. But now let's take this thing to the, you know, to the degree that I've been sharing with people. Well, here it is. Ephesians 4:26-27. While believers at times are legitimately angry with righteous anger against sin, not against no anger because of what your child said back to you. Because see, what your child said back to you, in many cases, is a demonstration to how you run in your house. See, you can't show the lifestyle of a pimp. Oh, I'm just keeping this thing real. You cannot show the lifestyle of a pimp, and your 15-year-old child knows what you're doing under the guides of Christianity. And so now you're trying to give righteous instruction to your child about going to a party, and all you're doing every Sunday morning, and I ain't talking about Creflo, and I'm talking about anybody, you know, and you just out of your mind, well, then there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. And so that was normal behavior for somebody that is a pimp. It's normal behavior. If a pimp got his girls and his girls ain't doing what he want, he won't speak to them. He'll grab them. I mean, that's a gangster move. That's a kind of a move that a gangster would pull on his children or pull on anybody that comes against him, evil people. I never thought about grab. Now, I've told some people that they make me so angry that I feel like choking them, but I don't do it. Why? Because the Bible says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give place, do not give the devil an opportunity. Now, of course, I won't say that Creflo gave the devil an opportunity. The devil has been wreaking madness in his life ever since he's been in it. He's just a little shame that this stuff went out like that. I saw the video clip when he was going back to his car. And he just said, hey, man, I'll do more than that. But it's not surprising to me. I'm not going to keep the picture up. I know I'm getting emails in from everybody. Everybody's talking about this. I'm going to give you a suggestion here. I don't want to go back and forth in the fray of I have been very upset. I've never been that upset with my daughters that I had to grab them and choke them. I had these two young men here with me. They have made me very upset at times when I felt like choking them. And when they felt like they wanted to hit me, I've always offered them the opportunity to strike the first blow. That's what I do. I said, oh, you think that this is going to be handled with fisticuffs? I said, I'm not going to jail for you clowns. I'm not going to jail for you. You think I'm that weak? I said, but you hit me. See, that's what I did. I would have never done my child like that, boy or girl. Because now you end up, I mean, your whole career is shot. These children can ruin you. And why? Because you've given them all this leeway. What do? Every time they have a birthday, you celebrate it. You are telling them that they can be kings and queens in their own. They can be what? I'm telling you, people, if you don't live by the word of God, you're going to die and be under the embarrassment of what you do live by. But what's most embarrassing is are going to be the comments of the people to defend the pastor. I wonder if you'd feel that way if it was your daughter being choked. I don't want to talk about whether a pastor should have patience and restraint. I don't view him as a pastor. I don't view him as a man of God because of what he does with the word of God. So what he does with the word of God is an indication that he is not a man of God. What a man does, putting his hand on his child, doesn't also is not an indicator that he's not a man of God, because I know that when people get angry, they do things that angry people do. But wouldn't you think with all this prosperity that he has, that he would have enough control of himself? You know, because the Bible talks about that all the time, that the man of God has to have self-control. That's one of the attributes, one of the characteristics, if you will, of a pastor. He cannot be one that is out of control. That was out of control. Now you may say, well, he needs counseling. He needs to step down. No, he needs to admit. This is the way I always am. I'm always going to be this way. I'm never going to change. But the Bible commands. The Bible commands us, right? Verse 25 of Ephesians 4 says, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry. In other words, when you speak truth to somebody, speak truth to you or tell you something, you're going to be angry. He says, but do not let the sun, he says, be angry and do not, and yet do not sin. You see what he says? Be angry. In other words, you're going to get hot under the collar when your children talk back to you because they smart little devils. They think they know everything, so they got to correct you. They got to talk back at you. They got to let you know what they know. Strange. Why would I even consider that? You know, if you did not raise them with Christian principles in your house when they were under your custody, and then they rise up on you like that, how do you think you're going to respond back to them? Are you going to respond back with Christian principles or in a force that will get you locked up? Now, you know, and I know that this can happen to anybody. Don't get me wrong, because it could happen to me. That's why I don't leave my gun out in front of me. Because, you know, when the old man gets scared, when the old man is tired, the old man will respond like a tired, scared old man. I tell you guys the truth. I don't fear anybody that's in my house. I don't think that anybody is in this house is sleeping when my head is down. I don't sleep with an eyeball open looking at somebody. What the heck is that all about? And if I told my daughter she wasn't going to a party and my daughter went and I found out she went, there are other means of punishment and retribution that can be brought on her, my daughter, without me putting my hands on her like that. What a man is, that comes out as he uses his body, as he communicates who and what he is. That's what Creflo is. That's his nature. And don't say, oh, no, you ain't never been there. Yes, I have. I've been there on quite a few occasions with witnesses in this house that have witnessed it. There's a guy, he's not in this city. He was in my house. And he'll probably listen to this webcast when something of a similar nature took place. And the guy was asking me and telling me what he and his family would have done if that had happened. And the guy was suggesting that there would have been blood. And I told the guy as he was leaving my house, listen, I told the Christian man as he was leaving my house, do you know who I am? Oh, I don't care, PJ. Anybody do something like that to me? Wait a minute. Bible says, be angry and yet do not sin. This is a command. How many times you got to hear this? Oh, and please don't tell me about what your human nature is. I know Jeremiah 17 and 10, the heart is desperately wicked. You got one of those. But remember, also the prophet says that God said that he'd take out your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So you got a heart of flesh? You got a tender, obedient, forgiving, kind, understanding heart? Or you got one of them ghetto blasters? If you cross me, I choke you out. I'm just being real with it. I think the mug shot bespeaks him. If you ever see a mug shot of me on somebody's website, it is because of something that I did, and it was thought through, and it was done by me, and it was not a quickie or a mistake. It was a concerted effort to do it. Ain't nobody slipping, choking nobody. You understand me? Ah, well, he was trying to teach her a lesson. Is that the way you teach a lesson? Going around putting your hands on people's throat, cutting off their air supply? Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. We're going to trivialize this because this is dollar. I haven't even gone to Ringo for Life's website. I can only imagine what he's going to do with this. But he's right. And all I'm doing with it is saying, "What? Hey, come on, man. Is this news? A pimp is what a pimp does." Who is that driving the car? His cousin or the bodyguard? What's this? Send the limo to pick me up. He didn't ride in the front seat with him. He was riding in the back. Creflo said, "Come and pick me up from the police station." Your own daughter called 911. I wonder if she's going to be in the children's church on Sunday. My daughter's never had to call the police, nor these boys hit. You know, there's one time I had a fella stand with me, and he got into words with one of the other guys that was staying with me, and they called the LAPD. And I told that young man when I got here, I said, "Never in my life have I had the police come into my house. Like I'm some common thug or criminal." I said, "You know, even though I'm a pastor, not a perfect man, I don't be having the police coming up in here." And I told the young man, "I don't appreciate you calling them. I don't want them in my house with sticks, guns, nothing. They have no reason to be there because where I live, there is peace. Peace. Cessation of all hostilities." I like that. You can be angry, but you have no business going beyond a just cause. The implication of the verse is saying is that you should not indulge too long in something in the wrong spirit or something that is working towards the wrong end. Anger at sin is not evil, but we ought not feel pity. We ought to feel pity, that is. This commentator says we ought to feel pity for the sinner if we are angry at the person as well as the fault. We sin, and I like this. You're supposed to feel pity for them, not anger. When people do me wrong, I feel pity for them. I say to myself, "This pitiful person." And I hear so many Christians say, "Well, you know, you rub me in the wrong way, I'm going to put my religion down." Well, that must be out of the back sticks of the cotton fields. But for the real Christian, you don't have to put your anger down. The scripture says, be angry, don't sin. If you have odds against a brother, what I do is I separate myself from that brother. Especially if the brother does me wrong. I'm not angry at him. I'm let down. But you know what? I'm in a place now. Hey, listen, I didn't sin. I didn't do nothing to make you angry. Listen, we just going to part company. You go your way and do what you do. And I'm going to go my way and do what I do. But choke somebody out, man. We are not to sin through anger. That's the thought. If any kind of circumstance comes up and causes you to feel indignation, don't be led astray. This verse is saying, now, pastor ought to know this, because I've been in many times in verbal confrontations with people very angry at them. I took one year. the kind of language that I ought not to use. And the board members called me in there and they said, did you use those words? I said, yes, I did. Do you think that that was proper for you to do? No, it was not proper for me to do. Would you apologize to him? Yes, but before I apologize to him, I'd say this very same thing to him if he comes back with that same old mess on me. I said, I should not have used those words, but I am angry. I apologize for using those words, but I still stand my ground. You're wrong, and I'm right, and I don't want to be around him. See, there it is. Be angry, but don't sin. See, the sinning was me using the wrong words. Now, thank goodness, because I told him, I mentioned the color of his skin as being black, and I connected that with his rear end, and I told him to get that thing off of the church lot. That's what I told him in that term. That was wrong. That was wrong. But was I wrong for feeling the indignation? No. Now, I'm a parent, and I got a child, or I got a young person. I got a situation. I'm an adult. I'm an adult. I'm the Christian. I'm the mature one. I'm the pastor. I'm the one up there giving all these lectures on behavior and how to live. I'm not prancing all up and down the stage, stepping on people's money, talking about you got to have a big piece of faith. I guess he didn't have no faith to keep him from doing what he did. I'm guessing. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I know what these children will move you to today, but that's what these parents have done. The parents have given the children the right to do that. You've given them everything. Xbox 300. Every time a video game come out, a new fashion something comes out, you buying it for them. They in the mall. Like arrogant twerps running around. Like money just grows on trees. Doesn't give you the right to choke nobody. It doesn't. I have to caution these parents. I tell my children all the time, because they have children. And I tell them all the time, you guys better be careful. You better get some control over your emotions, because children will have you locked up. Now what I do, and I'll answer it. You can give me any comments you want. When somebody comes at you and gets in your face, I mean gets right up in your face and make you angry as all get out, you better start thinking with your godly mind, thinking, what is this going to result in if I take it to the next level? How is this going to affect the testimony that I have for Christ? I was out late last night, had a wonderful dinner with my son-in-law, and was on the way home around, oh, what time was it? Must have been after midnight. And I'm very cautious when I'm driving in my car. Very cautious. I saw everything, knew everything. We had a great time thinking about the conversation, listening to music. Hey, cognizant of everything. Now, what if I went over there and we got to fussing and fighting over there and he said something to me? And I jumped up and I'm going to choke him. And he slips. And when he slips, his head hits the corner of his living room and he begins to bleed. And I just jump in my car mad and say, man, forget you. And leave. My fingerprints all on the glass that I was drinking liquid out of. My DNA's all over the table I was sitting on. I'm going to jail. So I got to make sure that when I'm in a conversation with anybody, that I'm not going to escalate it to that. And if it does escalate it, I am one that has learned how to, as a Christian, to de-escalate. This is why we have the Holy Spirit within us, because we can de-escalate this. I see little fast mama talking back to her daddy. And you know what I know? Because I use the term myself. I tell my grandchildren all the time, if you talk to your mama out of line, she gonna bring it to you. And I think a parent should do that. I'm not going to say that a parent should not discipline their child. But a 15-year-old being choked, I was 15-year-old when I got my last strapling from my daddy. And he was just strapping me and I wasn't even flinching. I was 15 years old. Because at 15 years old, everybody's talking back. You know, I remember me, I thought I was real smart. But y'all can get caught up into the fray about Creflo. Jeez. A pimp is what a pimp does. And some of us, I should say, cannot understand what it means to have that much money. Where, you know, you feel like you can say and do anything. All right, let me handle it this way. I'm a pastor and my daughter comes to me like that and I say, well, you know, young lady, I'm going to have to put some restrictions on you now because you're talking back to me like you don't respect me. And then when she cuts me off and tries to talk, because you know how women are, that's what they do. And I say, please let me finish. She's not going to let me finish because when she go to school, them girls show her how to do it. You have to cut off the other person until you feel like you've gotten your scoop out. So I lean back and I let you finish, but I tell you, as you continue to communicate with me in this negative tone, I am adding more restrictions by the second. If I were you, I'd chill out because you don't run anything here. You're just a tenant here. Because see, they talk like that because they tried to get you to strike them. That's what it's all about. If I can say something to make them strike me. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be moved at all to strike anyone. That's why when you go to the next verse, do not give opportunity to the devil. You kind of ask, what does that mean? It's very easy. See, since our hearts are very deceitful and seldom more deceitful in any case than when a man is attempting to vindicate himself from injuries done to his person or his reputation, the devil is always busy when we are angry because that's how the devil gets to us. And in some cases, if possible, will lead us into sin. And the best way to avoid his wiles is to curb the temper. Now, how do we curb the temper? I was telling my students, I said, I'm not taking nobody serious. And then if somebody wants to, you know, put a fist whooping on me, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm standing right in front of you. That's what I always say. I'm standing right here. You need to do what you need to do. Because these verbal threats ain't meaning nothing to me. They don't frighten me. They don't scare me. You need to do what you said you're going to do. And, you know, you see these videos of these kids just knocking each other out. Stuff like that. So if I get hit like that and get knocked out, I probably would never wake up right. But I'm not going to be a participant of that. You see what I'm talking about? That's why I practice love instead of getting angry. But I think this is a pretty good illustration, and I hope that it works for one of my students that was questioning me about that. We are going to get angry and we should respond in the proper way. When you look at John chapter 2, starting with verse 13, the Passover of the Jews was near and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple, when he went up to Jerusalem, those who were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their table. And he made a scourge of cords and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. That was angry, but did he sin? Let's see. We know why he did it. It says in the next verse, he spoke to those who were selling the doves. He said, "Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a place of business." I wonder why we don't see this. It is because our hearts are wicked also. Most of our churches have become businesses. You're exchanging something for some ducats, for some dollars. So, the Creflo Dollar Saga, just another twist in it. That's all it is. I got to get back to work. It's a very difficult week for me this week, but with God's help, I'll make it. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the Word.